say about the last game, other than I think there's some lessons to be learned from our team in terms of mindset to perform, preparation to be ready to play well. Reflected by how we sort of played in the first half, a little out of character for who we are, what we want to be. Was pleased with the way the players responded in the second half. You know, you have the players of the week, you know, obviously turning the page and looking forward to, you know, what is a big game to a lot of people, the Irish, all over the state and really all over the country. Certainly an opportunity in the game as a competitor you always look forward to. And, you know, a lot on the line for our team in every game that we play right now. So we're looking forward to a great atmosphere in our stadium and certainly a great week of preparation by our players. You know, I think Auburn has an outstanding football team. To me, Gus has done a really good job there. Their defense is as good as anybody in the SEC in terms of the players that they have on up front and how they've played this year. They're ranked fairly highly in lots of different categories. Offensively, they certainly have some weapons. Quarterback is a really good player who's capable of making all the throws, and they have some really explosive receivers. Davis and Slayton are really different kinds of players, but both guys very productive and make a lot of big plays. You know, they're very good on special teams. They got really good specialists. Their punter is, you know, ranked highly in the country, and the kicker has been done a very good job, especially on kickoffs and shorter field goals. So, you know, all around, this is a really, really good team, and we're going to have to do a great job on both sides of the ball and on special teams to have success against them.
Coach, if you could just update us on Damian. Did he have to go into concussion protocol? And also on Deontay Brown.
Deontay Brown is practicing today. Alex Leatherwood is better. We're going to probably hold him out of practice today, but expect him to be able to practice very soon this week. Who else?
Damian.
Damian will hold out today, but he's made really good progress. As everyone knows, we have a concussion protocol because we have a baseline test on every player. And when the player gets back to his baseline, this is not at what was, you know, called a mild concussion. And hopefully he'll be back to his baseline soon, and he can resume activity when that occurs.
And Deontay, Coach Deontay Thompson. Also.
I said Deontay Brown is practicing today.
Thompson.
Deontay Thompson is practicing today.
Thank you.
Come over here with Charlie. All right. Just how rewarding is it to see a guy like Blaine Clark be recognized as senior day, given all the adversity he's had to get through the course of his career?
Well, it's great for me to see Ronnie Clark every day, knowing what he's sort of put into this program, the injuries he's overcome, some of the personal challenges he's had at home, the way he contributes to our team, the way he affects his teammates in a positive way. These kinds of guys are very spiritually uplifting, I think, to everybody in the organization, including me. And we certainly appreciate that. And I hope sometimes that our fans cannot truly appreciate what some guys who maybe don't become star players, what is the significance of what they do for the program. And Ronnie Clark is one of those guys who has certainly had a tremendous impact in a lot of ways that has been helpful to his team and our program.
Left side of the middle with Michael. Where have you seen Henry Ruggs progress, and what kind of matchup did you see present at receiver?
Henry is a really explosive guy. He's got great speed. He's good in and out of breaks. He's been really consistent with his hands. He plays with a lot of toughness, and he has ability to sustain, practice games unusually well. And I think that's been something that with a few guys nicked up here the last few weeks at that position has been very helpful to us. But I think his confidence, knowledge, experience at the position has certainly helped him play with more consistency. And we need all of our receivers to be very productive, take care of the ball. It's a big part of our offense, and he has certainly done a good job of that.
What makes Dylan Moses a good linebacker and an overall good football player?
Well, Dylan is tough. He's instinctive. He works hard every day. And he reacts very quickly in terms of, when you say a guy's instinctive, what does that mean? He reacts to the play very quickly, which puts him in the right place. He's been a good tackler for us. He's a good blitzer. He's got great speed on the perimeter, which certainly helps you against, spread-type teams. So, all around, I think his confidence is growing this year, too, because he was a very inexperienced player a year ago, and this year he's played a lot more and played with, really good consistency for us.
I had two questions if I could. First, does sometimes a team kind of grow from a game, a first half, like y'all had against St. Philbert? Maybe it's an eye-opener, brings you back down to earth. Can a team grow from that?
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, I said there's lessons to be learned from what happened. That's what I'm alluding to in terms of whatever your narrative is, personally as a player, or collectively as a team, in terms of who you think you are. The lesson to be learned is, we're playing a team that maybe is not, to disrespect anyone, but not quite as talented as we are. But yet, 35 minutes into the game, if they don't miss a field goal, we would be behind 13-10. So I do think there's a lot of lessons to be learned about competition, what it takes to compete at a high level, that the competition that you're playing against should not determine your level of intensity, sense of urgency, discipline, all the things that I think it takes to perform at a high level.
And Tua, how much has he grown throughout the season as he had to go through different experiences, adversity on the field and all that?
Well, we're pleased with the way Tua has played. I think that any player that you talk about, no one is perfect. I do think that Tua has sort of the mindset of trying to make every throw a good throw, make every read a good read. I think he works toward that. I think he is a perfectionist to some degree. And I think players like that certainly close the gap on being able to perform well relative to the expectation of what we want them to do, play in and play out. So and I think he's become more consistent in that regard. So made a lot of good throws, we made a lot of explosive plays. I think it's going to be important that we can continue to do that because, we're going to play against better defenses. And when we play against better defenses, we need to be just as productive in terms of our ability to run the ball, have balance on offense, and to make explosive plays.
How big of a game was this for Anthony Jennings, especially coming off the knee injury from last year?
This game coming up? Well, I think you should ask him that. I don't know that I can answer that for him. I think he's a guy that's very competitive. I think he played really well in the last game. I think he always wants to play well. I think he works hard all the time to play well. But I can't answer that. I think this season has been something that he worked really, really hard from coming back from a pretty serious injury to get back to where he's able to perform at a high level, which we've been very pleased with. And he's gotten better and better as the season has gone on.
Yeah, let's have it, Ryan.
Can you address the extra point situation and your thoughts on that? And can you also, I don't know, explain how kickers are sometimes maybe more successful at longer attempts than shorter attempts? Because, I mean, Belovis has obviously made some, you know, long field goals, but seems to have struggled at times on the extra points.
Well, we've had some issues in that regard, no doubt. I think at times we've got to improve in all areas, snap, hold, consistency, and kick. And, you know, to me, being a kicker is, and I've said this before and used this analogy before, a lot like playing golf. You know, you technically have to be able to count on three or four benchmarks of things that are going to help you be consistent in what you do and minimize, you know, bad contact. And we have not gotten Joe to where we're comfortable, and he's comfortable with that. We're going to keep working on it, no doubt. But it's not really acceptable, to be honest with you, from anyone's standpoint, his standpoint, our standpoint. And we're going to work really, really hard to try to get it fixed. And you know, if there's somebody else on our team that we feel can do it better, then possibility exists that we'll do that, whether it's snapper, holder, or kicker.
To wrap up here with Tony and Alex, you talk a lot about making sure you can respect the opponent, treat the opponent every the same. Is it difficult to, on a game like this where maybe the team is more amped up to play a team that beat them last year, is it difficult to kind of sway them back the other way and make sure that they're not too, I think, amped, hyped up? Yeah.
Well, I can't. Look, most of the time when our players are ready to play, they play better. If I had a meter that I could stick on somebody's hip and figure out exactly what that meant, we would try to get that meter on the right spot for every player on our team. But I think it's not just about the emotion when the game comes. I think it's more about what you want to accomplish, how important it is to you, how you prepare, how you work all week long, so that when you get in the game, you've created the right habits to go in and play well. And hopefully, we're going to have the right energy and intensity to be able to do that throughout this week, because it's a really big game. It's a big game for a lot of our players. It's a big game for our team. It's a big game for our fans. I hope we get to the right place. But without the meter, I'm not sure I can make that judgment correctly on every player, but I'll do the best. We'll do the absolute best we can.
Along those lines, you said in the past that losses stick with you personally a lot more than any wins. How much do you hope that last year's results in this game factors into their motivation this week? And
Well, I think the players all know what happened last year. I think that they don't feel great about it. They didn't feel good about it last year. They've had to live with it for, you know, 365 days. And I don't necessarily think that the revenge factor is the best form of motivation out there. But I think it certainly plays into a guy that's a good competitor. Wants to come back and do well if he didn't perform well the last time that he played someone. And I don't think this is any different in this case, but I do feel that there's a lot of other things that are factors that this team can accomplish this year relative to how they finish the season, regardless of who they have to play. And I think everybody understands the importance of this game, and I think everybody understands, you know, what happened last year. And I think all these things will contribute, I hope, to having the right mindset so that we can play well in this game.